You just want to make sure that you are in a space to be successful. Make sure your space is cleared as best as possible. Remove all the study materials, any unauthorized technology, clutter, whatever you can do to clear and, you know, make that space distraction free.
The ABPMR doesn't allow retakes because of disruptions during the exam. So you as the candidate, you're responsible for ensuring that there aren't any distractions in your space.
Welcome to the ABPMR Part 2 Examination Podcast. If you're preparing to take the exam this year, listen in as ABPMR board directors, Part 2 examiners, and other Part 2 experts talk all things Part 2, including the structure of the exam, scoring, study tips, what to expect on exam day, and more.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Part 2 podcast. My name is Lizzie, and I'm the communications coordinator for the ABPMR. And today we're going to shift our focus from the technical details of how the exam works to focus on exam day itself. So this is a remote exam, and you're going to be taking it in a quiet location on your computer or laptop. And preparing your space for this virtual exam is important so you have everything you need to take the exam and you can make sure you aren't interrupted during the exam. The ABPMR doesn't allow retakes because of disruptions during the exam. So you as the candidate, you're responsible for ensuring that there aren't any distractions in your space. So to help me talk through setting up for your remote exam, I'm joined by Kristen Robinson, who is the Certification Operations Specialist at the ABPMR. And Kristen, let me know, she's excited to be on the podcast today so that she can pass off be on a podcast for her bucket list.
So, yes, this is exciting.
Kristen, welcome and thanks for being on today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
How long have you been at the ABPMR?
I have been at ABPMR for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in June. So
perfect. Since
2019.
Coming right up, actually, right after the exam.
Absolutely.
And what's your experience with Part 2?
So most of my experience with Part 2 has been in the check-in role for the past two virtual administrations. This year, I'll also be doing proctoring, so I'll be splitting between both of those.
Perfect. And the reason I wanted to have you on today is because of your extensive check-in experience. You've been a check-in person since we started doing the remote exams. So you have been with many candidates on exam day to check them in, and you've had all sorts of experience seeing different remote exam spaces and walking candidates through all sorts of situations. So yeah, we're going to go through today what candidates need to know about setting up their remote exam space so that their check-in process goes smoothly and overall their exam day goes smoothly as well. So let's start with the basics of what's needed for the remote exam. Can you walk us through what a candidate needs to take this exam?
Absolutely. So the first thing a candidate would need for the exam is a quiet, distraction-free space in your home or office. The less distractions you have in that room, the better. Just make sure your space is as quiet, as distraction-free as possible. Of course, a laptop or a desktop computer. Tablets and smartphones are not qualified as testing devices. So you have to use a laptop or desktop. If you have a laptop, make sure it's fully charged and plugged into the wall, power source somewhere. That laptop or desktop should have either an internal or external webcam. And for the check-in process, that laptop or desktop and the webcam associated with it should be able to pan around the room as easily as possible. I know sometimes with the desktops, the big monitors might be a little bit hard to spin, but definitely make sure that the check-in staff can see the entirety of the room around your testing space, the desk, table, whatever you're using. You also need a set of headphones with a built-in microphone. We really do not recommend using AirPods or a Bluetooth headphones just because of the battery. We would not want you to have your batteries drain or die during the exam. So we really, really, really recommend headphones, a plug-in headphone with a built-in microphone. Also, of course, have a fast or reliable internet connection, a stable one. You'll be taking the exam on Zoom. So we also recommend having that app downloaded on your computer with you. During the exam, you can have two pieces of blank paper and a writing utensil for note-taking. When you start your exam, the only items you should have is your computer, mouse, keyboard, two sheets of paper, writing utensil, and a beverage. That should be the only thing on your table. During the check-in, you'll also need to show a government issue photo ID. So we do recommend that you have that ready on your desk or table testing space during check-in. That'll just help speed things along. Those are the main things that you should definitely have for your exam.
I'm really glad you mentioned the headphones as well, because obviously AirPods are really convenient, but we recommend having something that's not Bluetooth connected, just so that you don't have any issues with the battery on exam day. Kristen, can you talk about ways candidates can prepare their technology they're going to use on exam day?
Absolutely. So it's as ahead of schedule as you possibly can. Definitely do checks on your audio, your video, your internet connection on the laptop or desktop you plan to use on that day. We recommend utilizing one of the functions of Zoom called a test meeting. We will be sending you an email a few days before the exam with more information about how to test your equipment, how to test your software, your internet connection that you plan to use for the exam, just to make sure that everything on that desktop and laptop is functioning properly.
Be looking for that from the ABPMR a few days before the exam so you can run all of those checks. You mentioned the things you are allowed to have. So I'll go into a little bit about what we don't allow in the testing room. So you're not allowed to have phones, tablets, watches, smart pens, any sort of study materials or study books, and other noise-causing pieces of technology in your room. So we recommend ahead of time clearing these things out of your room ahead of exam day so that you save time on exam day. And that'll just hopefully also take some stress off of the day if you're not frantically trying to clear things out of your room as you're being checked in. So if these things aren't out of your room ahead of time, you will be asked to remove anything you're not allowed to have in your room on exam day. So like Kristen said, we recommend doing things ahead of time just so that it goes a little bit easier for you on exam day. And then with your space, we know you might be taking the exam from a room in your home or maybe somewhere in your office. So there are certain items that might be in your space, like photos, bulletin boards, posters, bookcases, and those things, you're not required to remove them from your space, but check-in staff will ask you to show them during check-in if they are in your space. So it might be best to remove stuff you can remove or cover larger items like bookshelves or something like that that might have a lot of stuff on it. If there's large pieces of technology that have the potential to cause distractions, we recommend unplugging those. You might have a TV mounted on your wall in your space that you can't necessarily remove, or you might have, if you're in your office, you might have multiple computer screens in your office. We recommend unplugging those or covering those or something since they'll be in your room, but you don't want them interrupting you during the exam. And we also want to remind everyone that you as a candidate are responsible for controlling and removing the distractions for your exam. So these distractions could be the technology we mentioned, but you also want to make sure pets, roommates, coworkers, if you're in your office, children, spouses or partners, and whoever else might be in your household or your office, you don't want them to interrupt you during the exam. So make sure you're in a private space in your home or your office, like Kristen mentioned, as distraction-free as possible, and then let others know you'll be taking the exam so that you don't have any interruptions on exam day. And then your check-in person will walk you through a room scan before you start the exam, and they'll make sure your space is good to go for the exam. They'll look over all the materials you have on your desk for the exam, and then they'll also check your photo ID, like we mentioned. So if maybe you get to exam day and you have something in your room and you're not sure if it needs to be taken out or if it's allowed in the room, you can check in with your check-in person on exam day. To wrap things up, I just want to remind candidates not to panic. You might be taking the exam in an office, so there's certain things you can't move, or your exam space might be in your studio apartment, so you're taking the exam in your living room slash kitchen. And we just want to remind everyone that the ABPMR is aware that this is a remote exam, so your remote exam space, it's not going to be perfect, but your check-in person will walk you through a room scan on exam day to make sure that there aren't any prohibited items. Do your best to prepare, but then your check-in person will go over anything you miss. So try not to panic. If you think you missed something or your room isn't perfect, your check-in person will help you out.
Just to reiterate again, prepare an ahead schedule. Make sure your space is cleared as best as possible. Remove all the study materials, any unauthorized technology, items, clutter. Cover your bookcases, unplug any large TVs, any of that sort of thing, any large pieces of tech, any of that stuff, just whatever you can do to clear and, you know, make that space distraction free is the best way to go. We just want to make sure that you are in a space to be successful. So we highly recommend that, you know, take these tips and get yourself ready for the exam.
We'll also have a full episode walking you through exam day. So we'll go over the check-in process in more detail to help you prepare for that. Kristen and I just mentioned it a few times today, but we'll have more information on that. And next week, we're going to have two ABPMR examiners on for a Q&A. So we'll go over common questions we get about the exam each year, but we also want to hear from this year's candidates. So if you want to submit a question to be answered, use the link in the show notes of this episode, or you can message us on social media. You also received an email with the link for submitting questions, so you can access the link that way. And if you want more information about setting up for the remote exam and more details on what Kristen and I talked about today, you can visit our Part 2 podcast page on the ABPMR News Center for more resources on setting up for the remote exam. Kristen, is there anything else you want to say to 2022 Part 2 candidates?
Many, many, many well wishes and good luck to you all. I'm sending many spirit fingers your way. Like Lizzie said, don't panic. We hope you take to heart our tips here in this podcast, but if you miss anything, your check-in person will be more than happy to guide you and get you where you need to go. So just good luck to you all, and I'll see a good chunk of you soon.
Yes, we'll be there on exam day. Thank you so much for coming on today and walking us through this important information. And yeah, like I said, it's great to hear from someone who's been through all of the remote administrations up to this point. So we really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me again.